Blog Talk Radio.
I was too early. That was lame. Okay. What up? Run it back. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to episode four of Tequila Talks with Toya. It's your girl, Toya. And I'm live and direct. You know what, y'all? And I'm mobile. I am not. Ryan knocking on this door. You know what, y'all? I'm mobile. I am at my friend's home doing my show tonight. And Ryan, their daughter, my niece. I think she's trying to make like a debut. I don't know. I'm sorry. She just totally messed up the intro. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to, again, episode 4, season 3, Tequila Talks with Toya. Today's episode, I don't waste it 2 minutes, is, what's the name of my episode? The name of it is Revoke My Black Card and Call Me Kanye. I Like the Kardashians. That was so lame. I never really know how I want to, like, creatively, you know, come up with, like, a good title. I want it to always be intriguing and, of course, like, attention-grabbing. So I thought that was cute. I'm sure y'all kind of thought it was cute, too. But, yeah, basically, all I want to do is talk about not really more so the Kardashians / Jenners, but what some people would consider culture vultures. So offensive. It's an offensive title, but I do understand that they do exist. They're real. So they've been given a name. I want to know your thoughts. I already have a caller. Go ahead and call me, y'all. I love when my caller can, or callers can make me think. So, or make me think from a different perspective. So go ahead and give me a call. Phone number is 718-508-9968. Again, we're talking about cultural appropriators. What is it? Like, okay, I think everybody kind of has their own definition of it. I actually looked it up right before today's show because, of course, I know what it is in general, but the definition is kind of intriguing. And actually, I need to get that pulled up too. I want to know what you guys think about cultural appropriation as well as cultural appreciation. What is the difference? How are you able to really tell the difference? What are your thoughts? Also, another good question I have. How do you feel? Because a lot of the times when I hear people, you know, talk about their dislike for the Kardashians, people. Now, it's somebody I want to talk about, but I feel like she's really like a conversation of her own. I am going to mention her, but right now I'm just talking about, I guess, more so the Kardashian Jenners. When I hear people mention their dislike for them, it kind of makes me feel like they don't like interracial dating. So if that's your thing, you know, I mean, people, I mean, I don't know. It's your prerogative. It's cool. Those are your thoughts and those are your feelings, and, you know, that's just that. But I think that kind of needs to be said or made known just because, okay, that definitely brings everything back to where it should be. The reason why I thought of tonight's show was because I seen a post from someone who I like, and I don't have my microphone today, y'all, so, oh my gosh, I hope this comes out good. Yes, so I seen a post from someone I like and respect, and the post, it was a repost, and it said, Black women stanning the Kardashian / Jenner gang are sad. Black women who do that are sad. You know what? Don't quote me. Actually, I don't really, I can't remember verbatim what it said, but it said something like that. Something like, you know, we're just sad and misguided. I don't know, some other things. And of course, I didn't get super offended because I wouldn't say that I'm a stan. I just don't dislike these women. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, to be quite frank, I like them. I wouldn't necessarily say stan, though. You know, that's pretty strong. No, it's not necessarily standing, but I do like them. And I can all, you know, in some situations, I found them to be admirable as well. But yeah, like it's not that deep. But anyways, I did feel some type of way because I don't dislike them. So I just kind of wonder, and for the women who do stand for them, you know, for the Black women who do, like, what's the issue? That's what I really want to know. I think so. It's crazy. So when I made, okay, so I reposted that and I put, like, there's like, I don't need to recover. Oh yeah, because it says something like, I'm praying for your recovery, something like that too. Black women who like the Kardashians or whatever. And I reposted it and I put, I don't need to be recovered, whatever. And then someone DM'd me and they asked, they was like, well, what do you like about them? And that brings such a good point because honestly, it took me a while to respond because I kind of couldn't think like off back. Like, my thing is, I'm okay, and everybody's different. So let's just understand that, first of all. Like, I don't know why it seems like it's just difficult for people to understand that, like, we all have different views, we all have different perspectives. Like, and it's okay, it's because it's different, it's not bad, it's not wrong. Like, it's okay, anyways. But, so look, I'm the type of person where I like people until they give me a reason to dislike them. Whereas I know other people are the type of people where they don't like you at first, and then you have to give them a reason to like you. And so I'm the opposite. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm not just, and I get people like that. I'm friends with people like that. It's okay. Like, you know, you're mean. We get it. But yeah, like, that's just not me. So for somebody to ask me, like, you know, well, what do you like about them? It's just like, okay, well, like, I don't know, they're human, they're people. Okay, I don't know, like, I've never seen them do anything wrong, morally wrong. Like, I don't know, I don't have a problem with these women. Why don't you like them? That's, to me, that's a bigger question. Like, you can, and you know, these aren't women that, like, are my friends either. You know what I'm saying? These are just, like, some celebrity bitches that I think are kind of cool and I think are kind of cute. Ooh. Glad I was reminded of that. But yeah, so I don't really have to have strong ass reasons to like them. But, you know, I definitely don't dislike them. And so my question to everyone who has a problem with women such as, okay, we'll go ahead and say it, people who are considered culture vultures. Because, no, I feel like, and then I feel like that's such a cop-out, too. Like, you can call anybody a culture vulture. Like, it's just such an easy way to just try to label somebody and dislike them. I really don't like the word and the term, but whatever. It's so trendy right now, so. But, yeah, I want to know why y'all don't like these women. That's what I want to know. I want honest, real answers. Hey, Georgette. I never acknowledge people. Y'all know I got to get better at doing that. But yeah, I want to know real ass reasons why you guys don't like the Kardashians. Please call me. Let me know. And if you do like the Kardashians, call me. Tell me what you do like about them. Again, do you feel like you should be judged? I am a Black woman. You know, should I be judged, or whoever else likes them? Should we be judged? Because we do like these women who are considered, I guess, like, I don't know. Again, to me, whenever I hear people disliking the Kardashians and Jenner, it to me, it's just because they date Black men. And I'm like, you know, and it's, look, I'm ignorant, okay? I'm ignorant to a lot of different things. I know I don't know everything, and so that's why I'm trying to create an open discussion. Like, let me know what it is. Because I always feel like it's some hate and shit. Like, I mean, that's what it seems like to me. But if it, I understand that shit can go way deeper. So if it is, then, like, let me know. I'm going to go ahead and take my first call for the evening. Caller number one.
Hey, 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 hey.
What's going on?
Hey, hey, awesome, awesome. I just want to let you know that I'm tuned in. I got me a cold one right here. I got me a shot. right here, and I got something else right here, and I'm just tuned in for the show.
Thank you for tuning in. Well, I appreciate you. I only had a little drink. It's Wednesday, but I guess I am going to definitely have it, just like a little drink. And you have to let me know, what are your thoughts on the Kardashian / Jenner gang? Do you like them?
No.
You don't like them?
No, I don't.
Why?
Not really. No, really, no. I mean, I just really don't.
That was pretty dang. See, and I know you heard me earlier. So when I hear people say that, and okay, I get that. Sometimes you just, it's something about somebody you just don't like, and I understand that. I respect that. But a lot of the time, for I'm sure them as well, like when they hear things like that, people just dislike them with kind of no reason behind it. It sounds like, you know, like you're being a hater. Are you being a hater?
No.
Are you being a hater?
No, I
have never known you to be a hater, so I'm surprised that you don't like them.
No, I'm just don't like them. I'm just always seeking attention, and I don't like that.
Okay. I should get that.
Boring. Mm-hmm.
If they do, I will say that, like, I do think they are, but I mean, that's their business, though. And so that's something that I can also respect as well, you know. But they do seem like attention seekers. One thing that really annoys me with them is, like, whenever they, like, in all of their pictures, it's not like, something, I don't know. Maybe they're just really that curvaceous. But it's just, like, in all of their pictures, they're just showing off their body assets. And that's what I mean, like, I don't know. It's like, in all of them. They don't have just one.
Fake body. They're fake bodies.
Well, yeah, and of course they are surgically enhanced. But, you know, I'm trying to – I say this and I still be talking about people all the time. But I'm trying to do better at not judging people and the decisions they make, because I understand that it's none of my business. But, yeah, right. Like, that's my only thing with them. I just feel like, you know, just – I don't know. Like, sell something else besides, like, your body. But I guess – but it sells, you know, and they make money. They have a lot of people, a lot of women – who are influenced by them. So, I mean, I cannot knock it. But thank you so much for calling in. You have influenced me to go ahead and pull up.
Awesome.
I hope you continue to listen.
Awesome.
For the rest of the evening.
Absolutely.
And I hope you think twice about trying to consider at least, you know, I don't know, not disliking. I mean, I don't want to say, you know, you should like them, but just don't dislike them. Or at least just
speak
native. Yeah, you feel me.
Absolutely.
Thank you, though. I hope you have a good night. Keep listening. Boop, boop.
God bless you.
Thank you. I feel like it's hard for me to take blessings when I got, like, liquor in my hand, about to get fucked up. Thank God. Forget me. Okay. But, yes, that was my dad, y'all. My dad is probably going to call in to every show. You should, too. Go ahead and y'all like that. Go ahead and give me a call. Again, my phone number is 718-508-9968. I want to know what y'all think. Am I funny? Oh, hold on. Let me see. I think they're pretty, but just not crazy about them. Right. I mean, and I kind of feel the same way, too. I'm not a stan. But I just don't dislike these women. And, you know, and if I do think they look good or if I like something that they're doing, I may repost it. And I don't want that to say anything negatively about me and my position of being a Black woman. Like, it's okay. Like, I'm still Black. I'm still proud as fuck. You know what I'm saying? I still say, man, white people get on my nerves at least 10 times a day. These girls aren't even white. I don't know what they are. But, yeah, I think they get a lot of lip. And we have to talk about that. Please, y'all, call me. I also want to know, again, how do you feel about interracial dating? Again, I'm always going to hit back to that. I think a lot of Black women who are upset with these women just kind of don't like interracial dating and just, you know, they're giving them y'all won't say the last dance. Remember that sister on Say the Last Dance? Well, matter of fact, it was a sister and it was his ex. And it was just like, you know, we don't want to see no white women with a black man. It was just like, damn, like, okay. I get that. I'm not like that at all. I actually love interracial dating. I mean, it just shows how far we've come. So I can appreciate it. I personally, just to be real, I don't know if I could date a white guy. I don't know. I just don't know. Because some things are just different. You know what I'm saying? Things are different. You know, just like with my white friends. I love my white friends. But it's just some, you know, I need my black friends. And I'm sure white people feel the same fucking way. They should, you know, hopefully. But, yeah, definitely. It's not for me. But what are y'all thoughts on it? Are you a sellout? Uncle Tom, as soon as you do show interest. Why is it like that? Like, black people can't be friends with white people? What is it? It starts to, sometimes it gets like that. Makes me a little uncomfortable. Anyways, I poured a lot of lemonade in here because I gotta work tomorrow, y'all. But what I wanted to get back to. Hold on, Kat, because you done said some shit. Hold on. But what I want to just go on, so I want y'all to really get, I really want y'all to get excited and call me. So, yes. I just think, like, you know, as it relates to the...
I want it to always be intriguing and, of course...
What the fuck? Okay, sorry, y'all. Facebook just kind of cut me off. Dang. Anyways, so as it relates to the whole situation with Jordan, Chloe, and Tristan, here's my position on that. Like, I just, and this is kind of cool. I guess, again, tonight's episode really didn't have anything to do with that whole situation specifically, but the episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians have just aired around that time, like when they were actually dealing with that. So it's kind of, a lot of people did seem to show interest in tonight's show just because of that. And anyways, if you did watch the show, hopefully you can kind of sympathize with Chloe a little bit, because basically, first of all, I mean, I don't know, you know, if this is still true today, but when they aired, and I don't know how far out this was from when this actually happened, but Jordan hadn't even apologized yet. Like, she hadn't apologized at all to Chloe. And she admitted to doing it. And first of all, and I just think, okay, because I know, like, we always looking for, first of all, I'm just letting y'all know this right now. Whenever I'm watching Chopped, and, you know, y'all know Chopped, come on the Food Network, and it's contestants, I automatically want the black person. If it's ever a black person, I automatically want them to win. I don't give a fuck if they can cook or not. I'm just like, man, like, I want the nigga to win. So, like, understand that, like, I love my people. But anyways, Jordan was wrong as fuck. And it was just like, it was, I can understand that we was trying to ride for her, because it's just like with your friends, okay. So when your friend is wrong in a situation and you around other people, you're going to be like, you're going to have your friend back. Then when y'all get home, you're going to be like, damn, bitch, she was kind of fucked up if she was wrong. And I get that, but it was just like, I don't know. Like, I just felt like enough people were not sympathizing with Chloe. And I just really related to her. You know what I'm saying? Again, I don't want to get too deep on that topic because we can go there. Of course, there's a lot of things to consider. I just want to say that, like, I think Jordan was wrong. And we just kind of, we overlooked her position in it a lot just because we were just, hey, bitch, I need to be mad at Tristan. Of course, she needs to be mad at Tristan. She needs to bleach his clothes. You know, she needs to do all of that. But, like, we need to be mad at Jordan, too. Like, we need to hold her accountable for her grown-ass actions. Like, people are just starting to, like, go all left with her. She's young, but people was like, yeah, she a little girl. Like, she's grown as fuck. Y'all are crazy. It was really getting funny. I get it, though. Again, we felt like we needed to protect her. Speaking of protection, I got it because I talked about this on Facebook. And somebody was like, they felt like the sisters, everybody was like bullying Jordan. And I was like, okay, because that's another trendy word. Culture vultures, culture appropriation. You know, this is all trendy. And bullying, this is like a very sensitive word right now. So when you say it, it gets people involved and they're like, oh, shit, somebody being bullied. You know, niggas been bullied all their whole life. And now it's like, oh, don't bully nobody. Anyways, but yeah, so somebody said that she was being bullied. And I was like, I mean, perspective, okay, I understand what you're saying. But listen, I'm letting y'all know right now. If you cheat, if you start fucking with my niggas, me and all my friends go talk shit about you. We might, like, I'm just letting y'all, like, we not gonna, like, just really bully you, but, like, we're gonna do the same thing Chloe's sisters were doing with her. Like, it's like, we don't need to be considered bullies. Like, we're gonna, like, fuck that bitch. Like, you're gonna be all type of bitches and whores. Like, it's okay. Like, people are mad. People have feelings. People react. Like, I'm sorry that people just can't be calm like everybody else all the time. Peace is just so overrated right now. No, I'm just playing. I'm playing, it's really not. But okay, like, let me, like, react how I want to react, and then I'll find my peace later. Like, gosh, I don't know. Let me take a sip. Let's see what y'all talking about. Pops. I don't think it's about interracial dating. I just think people feel they monetize off influencing of Black culture. Okay, they do. Let's talk about that. Because I guess that, oh yeah, and I was supposed to be looking up the definition of cultural appropriation. I think they do monetize off of it. I don't know whose fault that is, though. Like, is that something to blame them? Like, is that their fault? Like, them bitches like baby, bitches want baby hair. Baby hair is popping. First of all, like, I'm not someone that you won't ever see me, like, lay my baby hairs down. But, you know, like, Kylie and them, like, they do that shit. As far as I remember when Kim, she did the two, me and Jasmine was just talking about this too, but she did the two cornrows. Like, I don't know, just the two, it was kind of, no, they wasn't feed-ins. You know, anyway, she did the two cornrows. And she was just saying, I don't think that she tried to say that she invented this hairstyle, y'all. I don't think Kim was saying that. But she was just saying, like, I guess because I don't really know. I don't know this bitch. I don't know her. You know, I don't know what she's thinking. But anyways, I just remember her giving them the name of, like, boxer braids or something like that. And it, like, pissed all the bitches off. All the Black bitches. I don't want to call us bitches. I'm sorry, y'all. It pissed all of us Black women off because we were upset. And I get it. I don't get it, because it wasn't Kim that was, like, she was just, I don't know, she was just saying, she was just calling the boxer braids. She wasn't saying that she, like, invented the hairstyle. Like, she, I don't know. It just, it really got out of control, and just, I don't know, just, it was a lie. And I don't think, and I know she was, like, regretful for it immediately after, but, I don't know. I don't think she was doing it to be offensive. And that's the thing. Okay, that's also what I want to get to, too. So, cultural appropriation. It is Hold on, because I found a definition earlier. This definition, and the thing about it, it kind of varies. That's the thing. It can be so, like, I guess just, like, personal. Like, it can just, I don't know the word I'm trying to think of. It can change. And that's the thing about it, because then it just seems like, you know, it's just more, it's just depending on who you're talking to. It's not like an intact definition. Like, it's just depending on who you, or just label rather, you know what I'm saying? So depending on who you're talking to, it can just vary. And I guess that could be the case with most things. Okay, so I don't like this definition. This isn't the one I seen earlier. The one I seen earlier was just really kind of, like, controversial. And I want to go back to that one, because, again, it can just be viewed differently by different people. I don't want to lose y'all while we at it. But, okay. Well, we're just going to have to go with this one. So, the definition of cultural appropriation is the unacknowledged or inappropriate adoption of the customs, practices, ideas, etc., of one or more societies by members of another and typically more dominant people or society. This wasn't good. This was not good at all. Oh my gosh. The one I seen earlier was just so much better. But basically, it was just saying that I guess when you're, Renee, you mentioned like monetizing. It didn't necessarily say, of course, anything about monetizing. When you're just practicing another's culture without their permission, and it, oh my gosh, I wish I could find it. Anyways, what I feel like, again, I think it can just, depending on who you're talking to, some people who are just a little bit more sensitive, like racially sensitive, I think, you know, they're faster to label someone as a cultural appropriator. Is that the word? I don't know. But I think they're faster to do that than someone who, like me, who's a little bit more relaxed about shit. Like, I don't know. But, and so that's why I feel like the definition of it, again, it's thrown around so much, and it can be offensive, because a lot of people, I mean, some things are just way more surface than what we'd like for them to be. The definition I seen earlier, oh my gosh, I wish I could, I'm gonna keep referencing it, y'all know how I do. The definition I seen earlier, it mentioned that people are practicing these things from a culture without knowing the background and without respecting it and things like that. But again, some things are just way more surface. Sometimes people want to wear cornrows just because they like them. Like, I don't necessarily know if to wear cornrows, you need to go ahead, you know, you need to take a class on African American culture. Like, man, you know, it would be nice, like, if you felt like, you know, you wanted to get that deep into it, but like, damn, like, you just want to wear some cornrows and put your baby hair down, like, girl, like, you should be able to do that without needing to know the background and history. Again, and these are just, and but that's what I'm saying, like, we're like, it's a lot of people out here who are just really misusing this term, and we're labeling, you know, a lot of people with it, and they really aren't being cultural appropriators. So I guess, because a lot of times when we consider, I guess today, when I think of people considering other people cultural appropriators, I'm thinking you're talking about something like that they're wearing, like fashion, you know, hair-wise, music-wise. You know what I'm saying? You see a white person listening to too much hip-hop, and, you know, it's a bitch start, you know, I don't know, wearing a little bit more colorful clothes and shit. Like, I don't know what's black, but whatever is black, whatever we see a white person doing it, it's like, uh-oh, there go a motherfucking culture vulture. And, ooh, yes, can y'all call me too? My phone number is 718-508-9968. Let me get closer. Cultural, oh, thank you so much, homegirl, for looking that up. Kylie made herself look like a black girl. Okay, go off. You got a bitch quiet. I'm like, hold on. She did. Are we mad at her for wanting to look like a black girl, though? Like, Renee, we, first of all, so it's a lot of black people who are, I mean, who just are basically racist against our own selves. And Renee, you know, we know somebody like this. So I can't be mad at somebody, at a white girl, for trying to make herself look like a black girl, because I know some black women who, this is a reach. I'm kind of reaching. I'll be reaching. I just know somebody who's practiced skin lightening. Is that a practice? They bleached their skin. I'm talking about practice. But anyways, I know somebody who bleached their skin, you know, and I mean, and it's pretty, I mean, I don't condone it at all. I thought it was pretty weird too, but I'm just saying, I'm not mad at her. I mean, that's her thing. People just do what they want to do. If that's just what you want to look like, that's what you want to look like. If Kylie want to look like a black girl, we are popping. Like, I get it. But, and that's another thing. Okay. Because a lot, all black women, I mean, it's just like, I guess, I don't know, we're not the only ones that just crave that body type. We're not the only ones who want a fat ass. You know, a lot of, I mean, I don't know, I'm going to say a lot of black women don't have big titties, because, I mean, that's just kind of like the stigma, right? We don't have big titties. White girls have big titties and flat asses, and black girls got fat asses and little titties, right? I guess that's the thing. I don't know. But, either way, black women are not the only ones who just, I guess it's more typical, I don't know, I think it may be more common. I don't know the fucking, like, ratio. I didn't really look it up. Maybe I should have, but I don't know. Working in a restaurant industry, I've seen a lot of women with just, like, a lot of white women with just really nice bodies. You know, just, I mean, something that we would just automatically associate a black girl with, you know, just having that body type. And so it was, I mean, I don't know. We just all come in different shapes and sizes, so. But now I will say, of course, like, she did the thing with her lips, and that is more so of, like, a African trait, I will say. And I think, y'all know what? Maybe a fat ass is an African trait. Is that an African trait? Does anybody know that? I should have probably looked that up. But that might be some, like, genetic shit. I think it is. I think it is. Because a lot of Africans do have fat asses. I don't know. I'm really, like, ignorant about things. So I don't know. It sounds about right. I don't know. Y'all might be right about that. But my thing is I'm just not mad at her for that. I'm just not mad at her for any of that. It's just like, oh, girl, like, I mean, get it how you live. You got the money to do it. Whatever. What did I want to talk about, though? It was something that I was going in on and I wanted to get back to. Well, I don't know. But, yes. Y'all hit me up. Y'all just booming in the chat. So I want y'all to call. Call me. Yeah. It is. Oh, okay. So, well, I guess it is. Yeah. Right. Okay. And I was going to mention Sarah Bartman. But, I mean, I understand that, you know, she was like the first. Was she the one that had, everybody has DNA from her? What's wrong with her wanting to look black? And then, you know, because a lot of the times we, and again, because, you know, a lot, like, well, and that's my thing. I was really kind of skeptical about doing this show because I felt like a lot of, you know, a lot of the conscious people was going to come in my head, and I'm kind of happy. Maybe I'm kind of a little happy y'all haven't called or chimed in yet, because I can't handle y'all. Look, I don't really know that much, and I'm not pretending to. I'm just saying, like, you know, I definitely am my own person, though, and I have my own feelings. So, I mean, this is just how I felt on the subject. But I was waiting for, you know, the opposing view. I was waiting for people to get really deep with it, just so I can let them know that, you know, like, hey, Kylie and them not thinking about all of that. And maybe they should, I don't know, maybe they should be more sensitive to it, but why do they? Like, and that's another thing. Like, black people, y'all, we ask a lot out of people that we don't really give. Like, we ask for them to just be so overly sensitive. And maybe they should, okay? Y'all, like, slavery was something serious, okay? I understand. Like, they probably should walk on eggshells. Okay, but, like, sometimes it's just, like, if they don't, like, I don't know. I'm not kissing nobody's ass. I understand how, of course, just traumatizing and everything slavery was. I understand all of that. But trust me, when I get around an old-ass white man, I don't get around him and walk on eggshells just because I know that, you know, him and his grandfather probably beat my great-great-grandpeople. And fuck them. And I wouldn't be surprised if white people thought the same thing. Like they have their own feelings. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just, like, they probably be thinking the same thing. Like, ah, fuck them and their feelings. Which is kind of mean, I guess. But I don't know. Like, we have to expect people to just be human. Sometimes people are inconsiderate. But just to get back to where I was, I don't think that these women are being inconsiderate when, you know, they do all of these things. I genuinely don't think that they're doing that. And the fact that they are now raising, you know, interracial children, I think that means something to them. Hopefully it does. I don't really know. But, yeah, I just don't think they're that ill. And that brings me to another point, y'all. I got two callers, so I'm feeling kind of cute. But that brings me to another point. where I just want to say that, like, with cultural, the thin line between, for me, when I think of cultural appropriation versus cultural appreciation, I immediately think of just intent. Like, what are your intentions? So, of course, if you're doing something to be, like, malicious and just nasty, it more so feels like cultural appropriation. But, you know, when I say malicious, nasty, I mean, like, mocking our culture, then that's one thing. But if you just, you know, if you want a fat ass, you like black men, and you want some baby hair, I am just like, I think you just appreciate it. Like, it's dope. It's pretty dope. Again, there was a time where people looked at us and they thought that shit was ghetto and they just had all of their opinions on it. I don't know if that was the Kardashians. I'm not, you know, and let me tell y'all one thing. One thing I do remember about Kim a long ass time ago, it was an episode of Cribs. I remember when she had on, what? Was she Coogi? Yes, it was definitely Coogi. Kim had on that fucking red Coogi outfit, and I was like, damn, she looked good as fuck. This is when Kim had a fucked up nose. Fucked up nose, Kim. Your girl. That's everybody's favorite Kim. But no, like, that's like, Kim is just always, I think she's always just kind of like the culture, and that's okay. That's okay, y'all. Yeah, my second caller. Finally, somebody called. A bitch can take a drink. What's up? Your caller, number two, you're on air. You can say something. Say something.
Hello?
Hey! Me? What up?
Oh, hey, girl.
Hey.
I didn't know.
Okay.
Huh?
No, get it together.
A girl.
Thank
I know.
You already know who this is. I know who this is. I know your voice. Thank you so much for calling.
You know my voice.
Yeah, huh? Girl. Yep.
Oh, word. So, I do have a question. What makes you connect with the Kardashians? Is it just, like, entertainment? I just want to know your view on why
right.
you, like...
See, and I wish... I don't know if you just heard me earlier. So, okay, if you cannot, my live viewers, if you didn't hear my caller, she asked me what makes me connect with the Kardashians, Jenner. And I mentioned this earlier, but, like, I don't dislike them. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, and I can say I do like them. I don't know, though. Like, can I say your name? I don't want to be personal.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. Thank you, Brinkley. Yeah. I don't know, Brinkley. I don't know why I like them. I don't know, y'all. Like, I think they're cute. I think they're nice.
Uh-huh.
I don't fucking know. I don't know. This seems so stupid. Yeah, but okay. Yeah, that's something I'll mention earlier. I think there's some bosses. They are bosses. They're women.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. Like, that's it. That's really it. I wish I could think of something deeper. Like, but it doesn't get much.
It don't have to be deep, but I feel you. I personally don't like them based off of the fact that I don't feel like they're monetizing for the benefit of the black community. And I'm going to, like, I love everybody. I actually admire them for, like, their businesses. I don't really like to watch them. I don't sometimes look at their names, make me cringe. But...
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like they don't support our community in a way that is beneficial for us. I feel like they do more taken away on a subconscious level that they don't understand, but I understand, than pouring into, and I don't like that.
I definitely understand it. So, I don't know if y'all heard her. She said she feels as though they take more from the black community than they give. And that's real. But my question is then, what do you expect them to give? Like, what could they be doing?
What could they be doing?
Yeah, right, to give to our community and culture.
They could do a lot. There's so much, like, if you're just looking on a regular level, there's so many people in certain communities. I can't even say that they don't. And they don't have to put it publicly. But it's
nice
to see if they are actually, like, pouring into the community where people are, like, in lower income homes. There are so many kids who don't if you want to monetize on like butts and all that stuff, like, I don't know, something
right,
other
right.
than nothing.
For sure. But, and I think they just don't feel a close connection to it like that. Like, they just like it, and that's it. You know what I'm saying?
So
like, versus people like Beyonce, who, I'm sorry?
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
See, but that's what I was saying, and that's what I just mentioned earlier. I just think it's just more surface. Like, I don't have to, okay, because my friend mentioned this earlier, you know, and I think she's my third caller, so I'm not going to bring this up, because I think that was the only thing she had to talk about, and that's probably going to be her little point she wanna make. So, but no, I do just want to say, I think it's just more surface, like, because that was the definition of cultural appropriators, just somebody practicing the culture but not respecting where it came from and where it originated,
right,
and things like that. But, you know, and I mean, to me, it's very similar to what you're saying now. But, like, I just think it's just more surface, like, you know, like, I don't know. I get what you're saying, but do you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. It's just they're just shallow people, so they do it just because it feels like it seems good to them in the moment. But
right.
I can't respect them because of that. It's like, if I don't have a connection with something, I'm not about to fake the funk or even touch it, because it's not something that I feel connected to. But that's just me. So, I mean,
right.
to each their own.
Well,
I just personally don't.
Right. No, but I understand exactly what you're saying, though. And of course, that there's so many other people who, you know, have the same opinion as you. But okay, so even if something as minute as just like a hairstyle, you think that they should really just be connected with our culture just to be able to like wear those hairstyles and things like that?
You know what? No. Yeah, kind of. But but no. Because, I mean, I don't
right.
feel like...
I get you, though. No, I already
know.
You know, I give you English. But no, I feel
yeah.
you. Yes,
that was a good
no,
question.
Yes,
I'm like,
no.
actually, at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck.
Right, exactly.
But,
right. Yeah. Okay, right. Yeah. I'm definitely right. Yes. But what was I going to say? Yeah. I think I don't know. I don't want these Kardashian bitches to just feel like black women are always hating on them. That's what it sometimes seems like, you know?
Right.
I don't know.
I don't think it's that we're hating on them, because I mean, they're gonna be them regardless. I just think we don't like that they are praised for something that we are, and we are denied that praise because of who we
right.
are.
Right. But
so
for sure,
like,
definitely, this is something to make a point too. They're only praised by white women, because black women don't see their baby hair and be like, oh my god, that's so bomb. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like
white
they're
women, Asian
like,
women, black men, white
yeah,
men, like
right.
everybody
some,
but
right.
black women.
Right. Yeah.
So
exactly.
It's
right.
Like it's a rejection type feeling that I get
yeah.
from like the black
yeah.
women. It's like we are rejected
yeah.
for being who we are, but they get praised for who they are.
Right. And
so,
to me,
and
that's not really on them. That's just to me, and that gets back to the point of our
that's
men, like our black men. I think that's where a lot of it
but
comes
they could,
from.
But they could go ahead and give us back that phrase that they would, which I feel like they don't
give
they
us
don't,
our credit.
Don't like
they don't give us our
like
credit
me.
Enough. I think
yeah.
they don't. I don't know how they could. I don't. You know what I'm saying? Because I know it just seems like impossible every time you want to like wear your hair in a black hairstyle to be like, oh, stop, my sisters. Like, you know what I'm saying? It may seem like
mm-hmm.
a little like fake at that point. But I definitely get what you're saying. You know,
I feel what you're saying. Yeah.
Everybody has their bad points. And I just, but the only, like I said, the only reason why I did tonight's show was because somebody else just made it seem like, you know, black women like me. Because like I said, I'm not a stan. But I'm actually, now that I think about it, I've never, like, bought any of their makeup, you know. But I don't dislike these women, though. I just don't dislike them, you know. And if like, and I follow
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
I just don't have an issue with them. And you're not mad at women
yeah.
like me, right?
Hell no. You can do what you do.
That's not all.
Hello.
No, but no. Thank you so much for calling, Brinker.
Oh.
I hope you tune in. What you about to say?
Yes. Oh, nothing. I wasn't listening.
Okay. Thank you, girl. I got another
all
caller.
Right.
I'm
all right. Peace.
Bye. I'm booming. So that was just, you know, she definitely made some good points. Again, but I just always want to bring it full circle. You know, sometimes I do think we just may be asking for a lot. And again, I get why we feel like we deserve that, but you know what I'm saying? It's just, you have to, I don't know, to me, put yourself in everybody's shoes. Would you do it? Like, you know what I'm saying? And actually, let me go ahead and get to my third caller, because I think she's going to say what I think she's going to say. Third caller, is this you? Is this you, third caller?
Yes. Hey.
Hey.
You don't know me. You don't know what I'm about to say.
Yes. Kia, call me. I have 14 minutes left. Do you like the Kardashians? I'm sorry. I just had to jump in live real quick because, you know, my live is, like, booming right now. Do y'all like the Kardashians? And I want to know, yes or no, please call me. My phone number, I have 14 minutes left, is 718-508-9968. Okay. What do you think, caller number three? How do you feel about these white women?
You know, I feel real neutral. I don't have any ill feelings towards the Kardashians. You know, like, it's just to each his own. You got people that like the black culture. You got people that despise it. I just don't see why. You know, I feel like black people just too senseless. I feel like we, as a whole, are all too sensitive, and we ask for too much, to be all the way honest, because at the end of the day, black people, or a good majority of the people that are following the Kardashians, are bad because, like you said, they wear baby hair and date black men, and I mean, that's what they like. They do what they do. But at the same time, we got a whole bunch of black women that's out here wearing blonde hair and keep their hair straight. And, I mean, how do you think white people feel about that? They know your head ain't built in the scalp straight like that. Like, you know, you're blonde. But we all
right.
Got something with them that we do the same thing. I don't know.
Yeah, you got a little, you broke up a little bit. So I'm just going to repeat what you said to a lot of followers. So my caller just said that she mentioned black people being so upset by white women doing things and wearing their hairstyles, you know, in a, I guess, black way. But we dye our hair blonde, we wear our hair straight. What's the difference? Now, I was going to say early, because you know what? Because somebody went, you know, it's an island. It's an island of some black people where their hair naturally grows blonde. Did you hear anything in black people? I don't know what island that is.
I don't know, but I know what you're talking about. They got that dark, pretty skin, and they
right.
Got like
yeah.
Red blonde and pretty eyes.
Because, you know, us black people, we're just like,
are they Malaysian?
I feel
like
Malaysian. We're just everything. We're a little bit of everything. But I do get what you're saying. Yeah. I do think it's like, my thing is, I mean, I don't know. I can't really, you know, if I have a son one day, he wants to play rugby or lacrosse, I think I'm going to look. Is that the game? The game is lacrosse, right? Or is that just, or lacrosse is just
mm-hmm.
Is this a game? Is that a game? Oh my gosh, I just be fucking up live like this. But if my son wants to, you know, if he gets any interest in those, then I'm going to want him to feel like, I hope that he feels accepted, because of course those are like majority white sports, but I'm going to want him to feel just as accepted. Even something like swimming, you know what I'm saying? You don't really see like a lot of black people just in swimming, like, you know, but like if anybody I love or just even myself, if once I do gain interest in those things, I want to be accepted. I want to be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I just haven't made a point to say yet, but I feel like black people, we always want to be accepted with everything. Like, we want to be accepted. Like, but we're not that accepted.
We don't ever want to accept the outsiders. That's good.
Yeah, we are really not accepting of others, y'all. And it's just, of course, we have reason to be defensive, y'all. Like, okay, I get it. Because a lot of times, when I say things, a lot of times I feel like people think that I'm coming from, like, a standpoint of somebody, a privileged black person. And that's not what I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm definitely the black girl from the hood. But I just think I have enough, like, I don't know, compassion and emotion to just understand it. Like, everybody just wants to be accepted, you know? And I think it's just the hardest for us. Again, I understand why, but we can't continue to be like this, but, you know, so unaccepting of others, but, you know, we always want to be included. Like, we can't be like that.
Right.
I don't know why I want to cry right now. No, I'm just no, you know I've been sensitive because I just feel like I've been said some deep shit. I hope y'all felt that.
We just love to be accepted.
No matter what we do. Because, you know, like, did you ever go to school with, like, any black people that were, like, into, like, gothic and stuff like that? Like, you remember them black people? You were just like, y'all know how we used to look at them. We used to be like.
They're different.
Okay, different. Like, just really like, But, like, you know, people are just people. Like, I don't know. It's funny. What other points did you have to make, friend? Let me see. Would you date a white guy? Even though you're happily in a relationship and basically married?
Right. It's just,
she married.
As I said, accept everybody.
I can't hear you. What
did you say? Because I'm just being so mean. I don't want to express my feelings. I just feel like that would be so mean. And I'm a really nice person. But no, I would not date a white guy.
It's okay. I said that earlier, too. I don't think I could date a white guy either. I mean, it is what it is. Like,
right.
Touche, to each his own. Why not?
You say what?
Why not?
I don't understand.
Why? Because you think they have small penises? Why? Why was that the first thing that came to my mind? Because they're dicks?
Okay, what? What? No. Actually, you know, okay. Everybody got a preference. Kardashians like black people. I just don't like white people. It's something about the skin. I don't like the skin. It just seems weird, and it's too light. It's so weird. No, I wouldn't be interested in a white guy.
Best friend. I hope my law followers are not here. Best friend, did you just say you don't like white people's skin?
So you made me say it. I just said I didn't want to say
those
it.
Those are your honest thoughts, so I cannot be mad about it. I get it. So, okay, this is a better question. You wouldn't date white guys. Okay. That's okay. How do you feel about interracial dating just altogether? Does it make you, like, sick to see somebody from another?
No, not at all. I know people that's married, you know, interracial couples. Dude, you just boo, you happy. It's just not a preference of mine.
Right. Okay.
And that's why I didn't want to say it because I feel like it just sounds so bad. It's just so racist or something. But it's not even like that. Like, it's just, you know, I don't.
Right. No, I get it. You know, and I'm sure white people be saying the same thing. Like, I just can't date no black bitch.
Right.
I ain't no black nappy headed bitch. I don't do shit like that.
I don't wash her hair every day. Like, anything. They don't tell me.
Yeah, right. They're like, yeah, exactly. Like, they don't even wash their hair every day. I cannot date them as bitches. But that's so funny, though. No. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we really have to expect people to just be who they are. Like, I'm not asking nobody to be anybody but themselves. Like, I talk my shit sometimes. I think I'm definitely a good person, but you know, like, we all have our own opinions and views on things. Again, tonight's show. And I'm going to end that with you. Hold on. I'm going to ask you a question. But tonight's show, I was only inspired to do it because somebody had criticized, you know, people for liking the Kardashians. And I want to be accepted. I want to be able to like the Kardashians and, you know, be able to talk about black power and black injustices and how it pisses me the fuck off, you know, and Sandra Bland say her name. I want to be able to say all of that and still be like, oh, you know, Kylie look cute, though. I do like that little her new shadow. Like I'm all of that. I am everything. Okay, now friend, this is my last question that I have to end with you. What do you think differentiates cultural appropriation from cultural appreciation?
What do I feel like appreciates it?
No, differentiates it. Like, what makes it different?
Differentiate. What's the difference between them? Okay. So, when you appreciate the culture, I feel like, okay. So, cultural appropriation is more so of you making a mockery of the culture. It's like, you know, Bad Baby, I think that's her name. I feel like she's borderline cultural appropriate. situation. Like, who? He just kind of makes a mockery of it. Bad
who?
Baby, the little 16-year-old girl.
Oh, who knows who that is? What was her name? What was her alias? Wasn't she known as something else? Yeah, I can hear you.
I think that's her name. Like, that's really what they call her. That's her rat name. Bad Baby. At 30 with an H in it or something. I don't know. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Anywho. But I feel like she makes a mockery of the black culture as opposed to, like, when we were talking earlier and you had mentioned when you went to Jamaica and you saw, like, the little white kids out there and they had braids. I mean, they're in Jamaica, and obviously it's people that's around their braid and hair because it's their culture. But if they're down there and they want to appreciate the culture and experience it, then I mean, it's people here appreciating it, you know, like,
you brought that up because I totally forgot to mention that today or just earlier in the conversation. Yes. Thank you so much. Cause I'm going to speak a little bit more on that once you hang up. Thank you so much. You definitely explained the difference very well. Was there anything else that you wanted to say, my black beautiful queen?
Listen, I like white people. I promise you. I love y'all. I love everybody. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah. Right. You know, it's just like you like white people, but honestly, like, you probably like your black friends a whole lot more than you like your white friends. Oh, she hung up. She's so cute. Oh, don't be doing a little drop on me. But, yes, I love my white friends, though. I love y'all. But I do love my black friends more. And I'm sure y'all feel that same way. Like, and it's okay. That's what I'm saying. Everybody's entitled to their own feelings. My caller, before she rudely hung up, she mentioned earlier that we were just talking about the subject earlier, and I had mentioned to her that when I went to the Bahamas and Jamaica, I seen a lot of black, or no, I didn't, they were not black. Well, I did see a lot of black little girls with braids, but I seen a lot of white little girls with cornrows. And in fact, there were just a lot of women, just of course, just, you know, people from the country, Jamaican women, braiding hair, like, just that was just their business as well, just out on the strip and things like that. And when I seen these little white kids rocking cornrows, I did not think, now look at these culture vultures. I did not think that, like, you know what I'm saying, like, people wear braids because it's just convenient, like, they're on vacation, they don't want to have to worry about their hair the whole time. Their mom thought it was a great idea for them to get their hair braided, of course, and let's not to mention, this is a part of the culture as well, why they're here, they want to take all that in, and that's what's up, they appreciate that, I appreciate that, so even if they don't, like, for me, I appreciate it. They gave those black women, Jamaican women, let me call them, you know, I really want to be very specific to people's race and ethnicity. I don't want to be disrespectful. They gave those Jamaican women money, you know, like that's their money. And they, I don't know. They, what am I trying to say? They paid for it. What am I trying to say? This is what Brinkley mentioned earlier, though, about putting into the community, putting into the culture. That's what I felt like they did. When you utilize anybody's services, you know what I'm saying? You're putting into them. What does that mean? What does putting into somebody mean? I don't know what I'm trying to say. I think I'm drunk. Maybe I'm not. But today's show is really good. I hope everybody learned something. I'm always on one. I'm going to go ahead and let y'all know. Again, I did not have my microphone, so I'm strictly recording off the Mac, my friend's MacBook. And I don't know how this audio is going to sound once it's uploaded. Thinking of it really makes me want to cry. I left my microphone. Players fuck up. I'm just all over the place. But I hope that you are able to still enjoy tonight's episode. It was really good. It was really cute. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I got 55 seconds left. What do I want to say? I don't really have anything to say. Oh, yes. Now, you didn't call me, but it's okay. I do just want to go ahead and drop some good associates of mine. They have a podcast. It's called The Sanctuary Podcast. I want to go ahead and do my little drop for them. Make sure y'all tune in. Support, support, support. We all need it. That's it.